A fully prepared and engaged Iraqi army is essential to almost every successful scenario when we talk about a secure Iraq. But last week, two top U.S. generals told Congress that out of 86 Iraqi army battalions, just one is capable of effective combat independent of U.S. forces. What does this notion of readiness actually mean for the newly formed Iraqi army? Joining me to talk about the concept of readiness and what that means for Iraqi forces fighting an elusive enemy is Colonel Gary Anderson. He is a retired Marine Corps colonel and an advisor to the Department of Defense on Iraqi security, and he joins us by phone from Virginia. And if you have any questions about the preparedness of U.S.-trained Iraqi forces, give us a call at 800-989-8255. Colonel Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Ellen.
Just explain to us, what does readiness mean precisely as a military term?
I think it's important to understand that it probably really consists of two things, and that's the readiness of a battalion as a whole, and let's use a military term, but an 800-man battalion to go into combat. And that really that's broken down into the ability of soldiers to fight, and also the ability of their battalion commander and his staff to control a fairly large-scale operation. Those are two hard things to put together for any organization, particularly a young one like the Iraqi Army.
Colonel Gary Anderson is my guest. He's a retired Marine Corps colonel, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Colonel Anderson, Generals George Casey and John Abizaid told Congress last week that the preparedness of the Iraqi Army seemed to be sliding. A couple of months ago, there were three Iraqi battalions capable of fighting on their own. Now they say it's down to one. What's the explanation for the fact that two Iraqi battalions have actually been downgraded?
You know, leadership has a lot to do with it, and I really don't know. I'm speculating now, but they may well have had a change in leadership of the battalion commander or part of the battalion staff in those two organizations that may have been downgraded. It's fairly easy to train soldiers to be effective, but it's a lot harder to train a battalion level, lieutenant colonel level guy to take over and manage a very large unit like that. Quite frankly, it takes us about 20 years to get a battalion commander prepared to do his job effectively, and we're really moving along hard trying to get the Iraqis ready. That may be a big part of it.
And not only that, we're trying to get the Iraqis ready in a very difficult security situation, to say the least. Do standards change? Are the standards depending on the situation, or?
Yeah, you have to. I think to put it in context, you have to remember that the American Army and the Revolutionary War, in a much simpler time, took about 7 years to really get to a point where it could stand up and really fight on its own. Even then, it still needed considerable French help to beat the British. We're moving the Iraqis along a lot faster than that. So I think to expect miracles, we have to be a little bit careful. This is going to take some time. It took us about at least 5 years to get the El Salvador Army squared away during that situation, and that was an army that was organized. We started from scratch this time.
And even apart from the question of readiness, getting troops ready is one thing, but just recruiting troops is a whole other. And of course, you know, the Iraqis who we're trying to recruit are actually under assault for physically under assault when they go to sign up for their security forces.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a very, very difficult environment. And not only that, you're trying to put together a national army. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to get Kurds and Sunnis and Shia together in a situation that they've never been in before. Much more difficult than it is to train American troops, because there are sectarian and religious differences. So there's a real challenge there for the American advisors and creating the bonding and team building that you need to do in that kind of environment. So we have to be a little bit patient with this. And quite frankly, we lost a little bit of time. We were slow getting off the mark after the initial invasion until we got General Petraeus on the ground, who I think did a superb job, and General Dempsey, who's replaced him, I think is going to do just as well. It's going to be a tough slog, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Colonel Anderson, when we hear that there's one Iraqi battalion is ready, how many troops are we talking about? What does that represent?
Well, yeah, I don't know what, you know, as I say, I know pretty much what you know by listening to their testimony. I'd say that battalion they're talking about probably is the 36th battalion of the old Iraqi National Guard, I think, which has now been integrated into the Army. That's they call it the Commando Battalion. It's made up of former fighters from all of the anti-Saddam militias, both Kurd and Sunni and Shia. And I spent some time with that unit the last time I was there, and it started out well, and I think it's a good model for how to do things. I'm kind of hoping they learn from how to do it based on their experience with that particular unit.
It sounds like a fairly dire situation, though, to hear that there's only one battalion that's ready. Maybe you can put it in a little more perspective for us. We've got about a minute to go before we've got to leave. Maybe you can quickly put it in some perspective.
One battalion ready to do it all by itself under its own battalion commander and so forth. A lot of those battalions are operating fairly effectively under the leadership of teams, small teams of American soldiers, and are coming along. We're talking about the end state of final certification to go to combat. So we need to be careful about getting too concerned about, you know, where an individual unit is.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Colonel Anderson.
Sure, Lynn.
Colonel Gary Anderson joined us from Richmond, Virginia. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.